What is the biblical standard for how we ought to be thinking about competition in the business world? What does the Bible say about competition? Another way of asking that question is competition in business Christ-like? I think this quote by G.K. Chesterton really sums up the way that we ought to think about competing, per se, in the business world. The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. So it's not about, again, going back to that humanistic approach to the business world, it's not about taking from somebody else's chip stack, you know, as Albert Carr in his article on Is Business Bluffing Ethical? Business is not, from a biblical standpoint, is not about, it's not like a poker game where you're just, there's a zero-sum game where you're trying to take from everybody else's chip stack so you can win. It's about loving what you're defending. It's about loving who you're providing for. Again, going back to that kingly aspect of our royal priesthood, it's about being able to provide jobs for people. It's about being able to provide for our employees. It's about having a place where we can come, where we can represent Jesus as priests, as representatives of God. It's not about trying to take from other people. It's not about trying to drive the competitors in the ground like some of the language that we've heard from some of the most well-respected CEOs over the last several decades that would just have us believe that it's all about just, you know, grinding your competitors into the ground, last man standing, really a Darwinian approach to business and just sort of survival of the fittest, dog eat dog, which, by the way, when was the last time you saw a dog eat a dog? It just doesn't happen. It's not the way we were made. We were made to serve people. We were made to love people. And I'll remind you that discipleship is the goal. So the idea that I'm just going to compete with, you know, the other companies in my industry is very short-sighted. It's very small thinking, because we're not just called to compete. We're called to set the standard for our industry. And so implied in being a standard setter and industry leader is that you are leading, that you are out in front. Not in a way that you're just sort of lording it over or trying to take away from the other companies, because you realize that there's plenty to go around. And that if you were in such a crowded industry, I mean, hey, you know, definitely give it all you've got. But sometimes when you're innovating, you're really in a league of your own. Because nobody, and then when the Me Too players come in there and they try to duplicate what you're doing, you know, their R&D programs are rip off and duplicate, then, you know, you just continue to do that restorative innovation and you always end up leading your industry. You always end up in a league of your own. You know, I noticed this with Chick-fil-A. For those of you who aren't familiar with Chick-fil-A, maybe you live in other parts of the world, Chick-fil-A is one of the most incredible fast food drive-through restaurants. I love taking my family there, and they're just known for their incredible service. Every time you say thank you for your food or thank you for, you know, a favor that they've done for you, you know, they give you your drink or they give you a condiment or whatever it is, and you say thank you, what do they say? If you've been to a Chick-fil-A, you know exactly what they say every time. They're trained to say my pleasure. It's my pleasure, not no problem. You know, you're not that much of an inconvenience. No, they say it's my pleasure to serve you because it's so ingrained in their competition. But I mean, among their innovations, and you just don't see this in fast food restaurants where you can order on a mobile app and your food's ready for you by the time you get there, that they, in the drive-thru, you know, you're used to having to just wait there and wait your turn to get up to the intercom, and you never actually talk to see a human being until you get to the actual drive-through window. But at pretty much every Chick-fil-A I've been to for at least the past probably 2 years, I've been met by a human being while I was in the line that came up to me. They had a card swiper on their hip, and they were just able to take my card, take my order right there while I was in the drive-through. I mean, they've had to start building extra canopies out in the drive-through to take care of their workers, so that they don't get, you know, too much sun to get too hot or too cold or rained on or whatever out there. But it's just one of the many innovations one of the most amazing innovations that I think is just so taken for granted in the fast food industry is that they have kind workers. They're at least trained to be kind. Even if they're not kind people, you wouldn't know it, but they're trained that whenever they're going to interact with a customer, that customer actually feels like they're appreciated, that the Chick-fil-A worker actually wants them to be there. Unlike a lot of other fast food and restaurants that I've been to and probably you've been to, where the person just, it's obvious whether they're having a bad day, you know, they're just having a rough time at home, whatever it is, but they bring all that to work with them and it shows. And a lot of it is just a lack of training and a culture that just doesn't really value making customers feel appreciated and feel valued and feel like they're not an inconvenience or feel like somehow they're there for the employee versus the employee being there to serve the customer. And so Chick-fil-A is just one of those shining examples of a company that is setting the standard, and at the same time they're just blowing out the competition. And by the way, they're only open 6 days a week. They're closed on Sundays because that's been one of the values of the company's founder since the beginning, was that they would allow their employees to be off on Sundays so that they could be with their family. And so competition isn't just about blowing out, it's not just about blowing out your other people in your industry. It's about setting the standard for the companies in your industry. Real entrepreneurs are driven by love, not anger. And so this is the difference in coming into business with that disruptive approach, that humanistic worldview where I'm just going to try to take from other people. I'm going to try to just drive the competition into the ground, drive them out of business, but that we're driven by love and truly driven by a desire to set the standard. And so that's one of the reasons why in my particular business, I don't talk about my competitors. I certainly don't mention them by name. I mean, I'll certainly talk about some of the problems in our industry. I'm not going to dime out any individual players in our industry, even though I know who they are, but because I love them and I love the leaders of those companies. And I don't want to add in any way to the stigma against our industry and from the authors that have been taken advantage of and have had to pay just extortionary amounts of money in order to get their book into print, I think is just unethical. But I try to love on my industry. I try to love the other companies and because I'm not driven by anger. I'm truly driven by love in our business. And I think that's the way that we're all called to operate. Because the competition are not the other players in your industry. The competition are the problems of the world. And this brings us back to those examples of restorative innovation that I shared in the previous video, because we're not called to be disruptive innovators. We're called to be restorative innovators, providing remedies for human illnesses or illiteracy, perhaps. Maybe your calling for your business is to fill gaps in customer service or to help save the precious time that people are wasting in their daily lives. Maybe your calling for your organization is to restore human dignity where it seems to have been degraded. Maybe it's promoting the opportunity to experience greater happiness and fulfillment in life. And there are so many ways to be restorative innovators because we're not just called to compete or just drive the other competitors in our industry out of business. We are called to set the standard. The standard is Jesus. It's the ways of God. And you can't go wrong in holding those up because truly that's what discipleship is about, is setting the standard. See you in the next video.